Hello, everyone. I'm Lewis Abernathy, and welcome back to Old Cove, a paradise of secrets and hell on earth. Enjoy your visit. We begin at the Perfect Brew. Lawson and Janelle are standing outside the coffee shop watching Sawyer at the counter.
Even though I really don't want to work for Sawyer, I hope the job's still available.
I'm sure it is. I bet that little bitch is a terrible boss.
Oh, is that your cute little nickname for Sawyer?
Oh, look, he's free. It's your time to shine.
They both walk to the counter.
Well, well, Sawyer Abernathy.
Ew, you two, what do you want?
I could be a paying customer.
Are you a paying customer?
No, I'm not.
Drake's not here. You can go.
Actually, she's just tagging along with me. I'm interested in the barista job.
Since Drake is not here, I'll be leaving.
Janelle walks away.
Is she always like this?
You have no idea.
So, you're really interested in the barista job?
Yes, sir.
Sir, we're like the same age.
I'm trying to be respectful.
This won't be an easy job. Do you have any experience?
I wasn't exactly interview ready, but okay.
I'm short-staffed. I can't leave the counter unattended.
No, I don't actually have experience working for a coffee shop, but how hard can it be?
Customer service isn't really appealing to many people. Think you can handle it?
Luckily for you, I'm quite desperate.
I'm looking for somebody who has more to offer than just desperation.
Seeing how you can't leave the counter unattended, you seem pretty desperate yourself.
Excuse me?
Look, Sawyer, I'm really nervous and I'm terrible with interviews. Let's just start over. Hi, I'm Lawson Reef. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Abernathy.
Meanwhile, Kellen is nervously pacing, waiting for Lily to arrive at the lake.
This is it, Kellen. Your life is about to change. All you need is for Lily to say yes, and everything will be perfect.
Lily approaches. Kellen lights up like the 4th of July.
Sorry I'm late.
Don't worry about it, love. I know I sprung this idea on you at the last minute.
It's romantic, Kellen. A late afternoon walk by the lake? Although, didn't they just find a dead body here?
I think it was the other side of the lake.
It is Old Cove. Dead bodies seem to pop up from time to time unexpectedly.
I want to ask you about something.
It's not about your father's will, is it?
No. It is much more important.
I've got something I need to tell you.
Me first. The first time I laid eyes on you, I knew we were meant to be. You truly make me feel like the luckiest man on the planet. I know I might not have a fortune anymore, but I know our love can conquer all.
Kellen gets down on one knee.
Lily Ann Reef, will you marry me?
Oh boy, a long pause. That can't be good.
No, Kellen, I'm sorry. I can't marry you.
Diana is sitting in the park reading when Harlan comes up to her.
Where the hell have you been? I haven't seen you in days.
Harlan, I've been right here. All you had to do was text. Are you okay?
No, I am not okay. Everything is falling apart.
I mean, I don't know. My father hasn't said anything.
Of course, the great Richard Donovan hasn't said anything. This whole plan is taking too long. I want my money.
We always knew this was going to take time. You just have to continue to be patient.
Don't tell me I need to be patient, Diana. Do you know how hard it has been to be Lawrence? I am going insane. I can't stand his family. His mother pretends to be nice and apologetic. And his father, that smug son of a bitch, thought he was so clever in his will. All Lewis Abernathy has ever done is play games. I'm glad I killed him.
Have you been drinking?
I had one drink.
Do you not remember Sutton saying that you can't drink because you're liable to reveal that you aren't Lawrence? Come on now, be smarter.
I don't even care about that anymore. Once I get my money, I'm out of here.
You mean once you get your portion of the money? Your portion?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I've changed my mind. I'm not sharing it. After all, it is what Lawrence Abernathy would do.
Harlan, you're a damn fool. You know Sutton will never let you get away with that. He would chase you to the ends of the earth. You know this.
If only he was going to live long enough to do something about it.
We will return to Tomorrow's a New Day after these messages. Since 2002, the citizens of Twin Peaks have been caught up in love, romance, mystery, scandal, affairs, revenge, corporate intrigue, and most of all, drama. What will happen next? Only time will tell. One Day at a Time has all new episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. Visit onedayatatime.com to get caught up today.
Hi, I'm George.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rick.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
Each episode, we're going to talk about what it was like growing up gay in the South.
The trials and the tribulations.
The joy and the struggle.
So come on in, y'all, and get comfortable, Shug.
And at the end of each episode, we're going to meet up out on the front porch for my favorite part of the podcast,
Happy Hour.
Queer Magnolias is a weekly podcast available everywhere you find your podcasts.
Back at the coffee shop, Lawson is trying but failing to impress Sawyer.
So what do you think? Will you take a chance on me?
I don't know. Your family has tried on more than one occasion to destroy my family.
That might be true, but I'm not like them.
I do need employees.
And I need a job.
Sawyer hands Lawson a cup.
Here, show me what you've got. Make me a caramel macchiato soy milk 2 shots.
Lawson goes around the counter and makes Sawyer's request.
I'm glad to see you at least have a basic understanding of coffee.
Lawson hands Sawyer the cup of coffee.
Here you go. Hopefully this will meet your standards, almighty one.
Is that sarcasm I detect? That'll go over well working with the public.
When it's done with a smile, some people call it charming.
I hate to say it, but this drink is actually quite good.
So, does that mean I have the job?
Yes, it means you're hired. But one wrong move and you're out of here.
I won't let you down. You won't regret it.
I already do. You start tomorrow. Be here at 4 a.m. You can help me with the baking.
Oh, damn, that's early.
Don't be late.
No, I won't be late. I'll be here.
See you in the morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate this, Sawyer.
Lawson leaves the coffee shop and texts Janelle.
Finally, something in my life goes right. I think things are looking up.
At the lake, Kellen can't believe Lily has turned down his proposal.
No? What do you mean no? I love you, Lily.
Kellen, I love you too. But we can't get married.
Why, Lily? If you love me, then why won't you marry me?
I should have discussed this with you sooner. I never expected you to ask me to marry you so soon. After everything with Lawrence and that sham of a relationship, I thought you were what I needed. Good, safe, reliable.
That's how you think of me?
I don't mean it like that.
Yeah, you do. I'm boring. I get it.
Listen, the last few months have been a trying time for all of us. We've been through so much between your dad's death, your mom coming back from the dead, my aunt trying to kill your mom, and us thinking we killed Lawrence.
But we survived it all. We can survive anything.
We did, but it has me thinking about my life and what I really want. I'm always putting what everyone else wants before my own needs.
This is because I asked my mom to move in with us.
That's not the only reason, Kellen. I don't think we're ready to be married.
That's not true. Why would you say that?
Deep down, you know I'm right.
Kellen begins to walk back to his car. Lily follows after him.
Kellen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Of course not. You've got to put you first.
That's not fair, and you know it.
What's not fair is you letting me think we had a chance at a happy ending when you knew otherwise.
Kellen gets in his car and slams the door shut.
I need a fucking drink.
Back at the park, Diana is trying but failing to calm down Harlan.
Harlan, you're not going to kill Sutton. Stop joking.
I'm not joking. I will get what's mine, and I'll kill anyone that stands in my way.
I know your conscience is still deep in there somewhere. I mean, it might be deep, deep down in there, but it's still there.
Diana, that's the difference between you and me. You have a conscience. Mine died a long time ago. I am just at a point in my life where all I care about is me.
And what about your friends? Better yet, what about me?
Sorry to say, but Diana, between you and me, I am going with me every time. Now look, maybe I'll kill Sutton, maybe I won't. I'll spare your father out of loyalty, but I'm done.
Sutton is also my father, Harlan. Did you forget that somewhere? Like, did that just go out the door?
Yeah.
Okay, what has happened to you? Ever since you learned about Lawrence and the Abernathys, you have been so different. I don't think I like this.
Here we go again. Harlan's changed. He's different.
Harlan starts walking away. Diana jumps up and tries to stop him.
Harlan, wait!
He pushes her to the ground.
Diana, stay out of my way.
Diana rises from the ground and retrieves her phone. She dials her father's number.
We have a problem. Harlan's gone batshit crazy, he's out of his mind, and he's on his way there. You need to get ready.
Our story will continue with the next episode of Tomorrow's a New Day.